Pronounce.
This feature is brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Ewing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Ewing Tong. This is Elaine, your co-host. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great.
We have some exciting cases with us today. Actually, before we start, I'm going to just kind of give you guys an overview of who was here last week. Last week, we had Maria with us from Mexico City. She had acid reflux. She went to a GI doctor. She had allergies to wheat, back pain. She came for one treatment, and she couldn't come back because of insurance problems. But after that one treatment, she could sleep through the night. And her second treatment, she had a month later. She didn't have any more acid reflux. From the very first treatment.
She stopped all her drugs.
And that was from two treatments a month apart. Mm-hmm. We also had Joyce from Fullerton, who had AFib, a shortness of breath. She couldn't walk up the stairs. She was cardioverted. And after her first treatment,
You need to explain to them what cardioversion means.
Well, actually, atrial fibrillation means her atrium are pumping.
Quivering.
And not,
yeah, not pumping.
Not pumping the blood out into the heart. Mm-hmm. And that can cause stroke. Thrombus can go
embolism.
Up to embolism.
Because the blood is stagnant. You know, right. That being pumped is kind of shaking, you know, the atrium.
Right. Mm. So when you cardiovert someone, you kind of give them a shock.
Yes.
And then that kind of gets their heart back in sync.
Okay, that's a symptomatic treatment, okay? Mm-hmm. Basically, your sinus node, the heart generates. The heart does not really generate. A dead person's heart doesn't generate. It's the energy from your soul, the soul of the heart provide that automaticity, that automatically the chi give the electricity to start the heart all the time. So when that energy is blocked, that means the spirit of the heart is not connected to the heart. Sometimes, many times, because you have worried too much, you have a heartbreaking event, a divorce, relationship problem, that cause the energy from the soul of the heart to the heart is not connected. And that's why it causes a problem. So you can cardiovert, you can use a defibrillation and shock the heart and get it started again. But you never treat the underlying problem. is the disconnection between the spirit and the physical part of the human.
Right.
So you're not treating the cause, you're treating the symptoms.
Well, anyway, so after her third treatment, she went off all her medications. She got off the digoxin, which is for people with atrial fibrillation.
Yes. We treat a lot of atrial fibrillation before. Mm-hmm. That means that the atrium failed to start the heart, okay? That is because the connection from the spirit are blocked in the meridian, the heart meridian. Mm-hmm. So it's so much easier, instead of shocking the whole person with a joke of electricity, okay? Mm-hmm. You get open up the antenna, the heart antenna, mm-hmm. and let the spirit, the chi from the spirit of the heart, go back to the heart. And that's how the human
right.
operate.
And
yes.
the antenna of the heart is located usually in the arms, right?
Exactly. The ulnar aspect. That's right. why when you have a heart attack, you feel the sharp pain going down
radiating to the
medial
arm.
Part, the small finger. That's the antenna of the heart.
Mm-hmm. So it all makes sense, actually.
Exactly. Okay. If they teach that kind of thing in medical school, everything falls in right place. Instead, they don't teach that because they don't know it. Mm-hmm. That's why a regular doctor, whenever the patient asks you why this happened, the answer is we don't know. They don't know any reason why the body stopped working, mm-hmm. why the body worked, why the body gets sick. It's because this chi is not there.
And the emotion that's affected with the heart is joy and sadness.
That's right. The chi is the emotion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's why people, when they have, right, like you said, heartbreaking events, that's
yes.
why they have that pain.
That's why emotional pain. Stress is the number one cause of diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And then the treatment, the last thing you want is drugs.
Right.
Because the drug will cause more problem to your kidney, more problem to your liver.
And cause more blockage. Mm-hmm.
And you know, you might temporarily feel better, but you're only suppressing the symptom. Underlying disease keep rotting you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have our guests on yet today, but we can introduce them. First, we have Pat from Arizona. Is that right, Dr. Tom?
Yes, uh-huh.
Pat has neck pain, right shoulder pain, right arm, hand, thumb pain, depression, gastric bloating. 64 years old. He's had neck pain for the past 46 years. He broke his neck when he was 18 years old after being in a car accident. And they did a bone graft and put a wire in his neck, saw chiropractors, which did not help at all.
Yeah, why don't we get the caller first?
Let's get, I think, Diane from Anaheim. Hello? Caroline from Anaheim?
Oh, yeah, Caroline. Okay. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Hi, Dr. Chong.
Yeah, you are known as Diane, so we call you Diane. Okay? Yeah,
right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, my middle name. Yeah, I go
okay.
by Diane.
Okay.
Hi, Caroline, then. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be on it.
Why don't
yes.
you give us a little history of where you're from, what you do, and what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Okay. I am totally disabled.
Mm-hmm.
I have been seeing Dr. I saw him a few years ago, and
which doctor?
Dr. Tong.
Oh, you saw Dr. Tong a few years ago? Okay.
Yeah, and I've just recently started going back. I have spinal stenosis,
mm-hmm.
Lumbar disc disease,
mm-hmm.
and my legs got so bad that I had to have a walker in my bathroom because I couldn't get up on my own. And I had a porta potty by the side of my bed,
mm-hmm.
because I couldn't make it to the bathroom. And since I have seen Dr. Tong last night and night before were the first nights that I was able to get out of bed on my own, go to the bathroom. I no longer have I don't need the porta potty. I don't need the walker in the bathroom.
Wow.
And I've been seeing doctors off and on since 1991.
Now, how many treatments did you have with Dr. Tong before you saw this?
Oh.
She hasn't seen me for like 2-3 years. Because,
and she had, you had
yeah.
one treatment then?
You had one treatment recently.
One treatment recently.
And last time I saw you was 2 years ago, right?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Wow.
And I got almost where I was feeling like a teenager.
Yes.
And
so why did you stop seeing Dr. Tong?
Money.
Money.
That's terrible. You know, you don't have any insurance. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yes.
And when I stopped seeing Dr. Tong, I went back on all these medications,
mm-hmm.
and I continued to get worse.
Mm.
Here's a point. Our system, our insurance, our sick care system, let's don't call it health care, okay?
That's terrible.
Because all we care is sickness out there, okay?
Mm.
Nobody knows how to do health care. I mean nobody knows how to do health care. If they do know about health, they will talk about qi. They will be talking like I do.
They don't know what it is.
They don't know what they want. Mm. Health only exists because your spirit is in your the mind and your spirit is in your body.
Mm.
And people don't talk about like that. And doctors do not know a human is a spirit. So they don't know how to do health care. So don't use a misnomer. Don't try to confuse the public. Yeah, look at Diane.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the medical profession. So, let's don't use the term health care because they don't know how to care for health. There's a National Institute of Health to be called the National Institute of Sickness.
So what medications did they put you on? How many did you have to go back on?
Oh, they put me on Vicodin, Depakote,
okay.
Klonopin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you still taking them?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Are you taking them now?
No.
Oh, great. After my treatment, you're not taking them.
I mean, I'm really, really nervous. But
are you in any pain at all, or?
Yeah, I am. I'm still, you know, my back is still, my spinal stenosis is still hurting. But I expected that. You know, I mean, what can you do in one visit?
Yeah, but you were unable to walk. You were using a cane.
I had a cane.
Yes.
I had a walker, and I finally got down to having to get a wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
And
are you able to walk without the cane now or no?
No, I haven't had to use my cane.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, I haven't had to have any help getting up and down.
Yeah, see?
Wonderful. And that's after one treatment?
Yes.
After one treatment.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
One treatment.
Let me interrupt you for a second. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Diane with us. She has had one treatment with Dr. Tong after not seeing him for 2 years, totally disabled, before she could not get up out of her bed to go to the bathroom mm-hmm. at night. And now after one treatment recently, she can get out of bed and go to the bathroom. You can get up and out of your chair?
Yes, I can.
Wonderful. After one treatment. And
yeah, she's not using her cane
or walker.
Not using her cane
anymore? That's
no.
Amazing. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com.
Actually, we have a similar case back in the first, our very first show 4 years ago, September of 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady has had a car accident.
Syringomyelia.
Yes,
right?
Syringomyelia is not a fancy name. It means that the spinal cord started to degenerate
mm-hmm.
and she developed cavities, holes, okay, and liquids and cysts in her spinal cord. So that's much more severe than spinal stenosis. So she was on a wheelchair absolutely for like 2.5 years, 14 years of pain, two and a half years on a wheelchair before she saw me.
And she couldn't come because of the same reason.
Yeah, after two treatments, she walked for 2.5 months with no walker, mm-hmm. no cane, no assistant, no pain, no
mm-hmm.
medication. Okay,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And the only trouble is that
insurance.
Even with that kind of treatment, listen to this, okay? The MDs from the insurance company said my treatment is not medically necessary. What a
so
joke,
sad.
Okay? Not only that, okay, we sent the case to arbitration to the Orange County Medical Association, and a whole bunch of professional
yeah.
medical doctor agree with the MD.
It's really sad.
Even after I get her not using walker, not using the
after
wheelchair. After two treatments. She walked for 2.5
it's
months.
Just
no
so
pain, no medication.
It's wrong.
And the doctors say that she doesn't need my treatment. My treatment are not necessary.
I hope that doesn't happen to you, Diane.
And how can we do that in a world, mm-hmm. in a civilized world, and now this patient go back and go to one acupuncturist to another acupuncturist
mm-hmm.
and seeking to try to reproduce the same result that I did.
Yeah.
Okay, this insurance company business is a joke.
Mm-hmm.
We try to force everybody to use the standard treatment that don't work, that harms you. And the treatment that works, they say it's not medically necessary.
Yeah.
Why is necessary? It's necessary. Why is this supposed to be medically necessary? And how can a
they
bank...
They should go by the results.
That's right. Can a bank say you cannot go to Vaughn's because their food is nutritionally not necessary? What a joke. Yes.
Oh, so Diane, do you plan on continuing treatments with Dr. Tong?
Oh, yes.
And you do you have the funds?
More treatments, you'll be much better.
Yes.
And you'll get on the neutralizing program and the supplements, okay? You'll be much stronger. You have to learn how to eat. That's one of the reasons why you deteriorate again.
Right.
Yeah.
Diane, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, and I'll see you next week.
Okay.
Have a wonderful weekend.
I'm glad that you're doing so much better. Yes.
Okay, bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. If you have any questions, give us a call toll-free at 866-870-5752. Again, the number to call toll-free is 866-870-5752. If you're just tuning in, we were just talking with Diane, who has been disabled since 1991, I guess, for the past 10, 15 years.
And usually they get worse as time goes on.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she is doing much better after one treatment. It's amazing. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Okay, we have a caller, Jordan from Anaheim. Hello, Jordan?
Hi. Yes, I wanted to ask Dr. Tong. I have a vascular disorder that
Is your radio on, Jordan?
One of two ways, either with diabetes or to smoke, and I am a smoker, but it's the same vascular disorder, and I'm wondering if Dr. Tong could do anything about that.
Yeah, first of all, you have a radio on?
Do you
on
have your radio on, Jordan?
There's
yes,
some kind
I do.
Can you turn it down?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So her question is, she has a vascular disorder, and she's a smoker. She wants to know if there's anything Dr. Tong can do about that.
Okay.
Is Jordan back yet?
Yes.
Okay, great. Anything can be cured. The cure is within yourself, your mind, body, spirit, together, okay? The reason why you develop a symptom, whether you call it vascular symptom, diabetes, high blood pressure, or pain or depression, is because your spirit is not in your body, not totally, okay? We need our mind to keep things in order. A simple thing like a messy kitchen, a messy room, okay? You need an adult that knows how to do it. In fact, any problem to put things back to order. Disorder in the body is called disease, whether it's a vascular disease, endocrine disease, whatever disease.
You can call it
anything
you want.
It's disorder, okay? To solve a disorder in this universe, whether it's in the body, whether it's in a company, in a family, requires the mind. The Chinese call it energy qi. Qi goes in the body through many channels, the antennas. Okay, we just talked about the heart antenna, kidney antenna. Each one receives a different emotion and then know how to handle the organ system. So when you come to see me, I don't care what you call it, vascular disorder or endocrine disorder or multiple sclerosis or Alzheimer. It doesn't matter to a doctor who knows how to cure. All you need to do is enhance the body's own healing power by connecting the mind back to the body and then find out what caused the blockage in the first place.
Well, the smoking probably doesn't help.
The smoking is one. The smoking is one of the cause, okay? And the American food and your lifestyle, the stress, okay? And those are the main. And then the toxins. Are you taking any drugs?
Yes, I am.
What
kind? What are you taking?
They've given me Vicodin. I also have.
Why Vicodin? So where you're pain from the vascular disorder?
I have two discs that are, I have degenerative arthritis.
Oh, okay.
And then I take Clonopin for high anxiety and Trazodone because I'm insomniac.
Well, let me tell you, this system here, okay, it guarantees the medical system is the best business system in the world, okay?
Well, to keep you.
The cure is worse than your disease. So when they give you a drug cure, they make you sicker. So that ensures repeated business in the future.
Right.
And the more you take the drugs, the sicker you become, okay? So the more money the doctor will earn.
Jordan,
it doesn't really cure your problem. It doesn't really address your problem.
Do you have our website address, Jordan? You can check out our cases.
Actually, I don't at this time. I will shortly, but not today.
Let me give you our phone number. It's 714
mm-hmm.
556
okay.
8664.
All right.
Give us a call. We'll send you some information. Dr. Tong can definitely help you.
Yeah. Let me ask you, what kind of diagnosis they label your vascular disorder?
They just called it a vascular disorder? Or?
Well, it causes a heaviness in your calf. Mine has come all the way up to my thighs now. My toes are discoloring. My feet recently have started to be numb in different places. Mm-hmm. When I first awake in the morning, they told me that the vascular damage that I had done to my body thus far is totally irreversible. But if I stopped now, that my circulation would get better and I would breathe better.
Okay, let me tell you. Okay, the first rule of the thumb, first rule of thumb is that ignore a regular doctor that tell you about that your problem not curable, not reversible. You have to live your pain for the rest of life. There's no cure for this and no cure for that. It's totally wrong. Your problem can be reversed, totally reversed, or majorly reversed.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we should post the Lake of Dawn maze. Okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you see how the whole leg is almost like ready to be cut off.
Yeah, we had a guy with really bad cellulitis in the leg.
We look at picture, you scare you because you get the rotting go all the way almost up to the knee.
Right. Yeah.
Today,
oh,
we showed you a picture, and I think we should post it on their website.
Yes,
okay.
We will.
And the most recent picture is almost healed down to the ankle.
Mm-hmm.
It's all fresh color. So.
Yeah.
So even the vascular problem as bad as Don, and in fact, maybe we should get him on the show next week.
I think we should soon, right?
I mean, we
were scared ourselves.
Yeah, he actually scared me, okay?
He was a complicated case.
Yeah, the reason was that, okay, he kept working.
Mm-hmm.
Our treatment enabled him to work,
mm-hmm.
but because he worked about 8 to 12 hours at drywall hanger.
And he was on his feet all day.
So it didn't heal, okay?
This was a case where we did have to bring in some drugs to help.
Yeah,
we did use antibiotics.
Yeah. Because it was so bad,
yeah.
Okay, but in combination
with
our
treatment,
okay, our treatment opened the circulation, because it was not really getting him better, and I got worried.
Yeah.
Okay, after that, He stopped working, and then we start treating him, and now get down to the point that our goal is to get rid of the thing totally.
Right, right. And he's off the antibiotics now anyway.
And this would be the most graphic demonstration.
Yeah. This is
how a gangrenous leg can be restored to be healthy.
It was very bad. It was very bad. It was scabbing and ulcerating, and now it's almost back to normal, right? I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks.
Okay, on the same note, okay?
Cher
had the same thing, and it's all your
it's all Elaine. I choose that one. That's
the reason is that
case.
Cher would not get into the diet. I could not get her to do it.
And soaking the legs.
And soaking. And same thing for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop smoking.
Yeah.
You cannot.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our treatment can help your craving.
Right. We have some homeopathic remedies to help you with smoking.
And the shots, okay? No,
check out
let
me give you our website if you can get access to the internet. It's just drtong.com. drtong.com. If you can get to a internet, do that and look up cases. We have smoking cessation. We treat everything. It's not hopeless for you, Jordan. Really, it isn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we post Don's pictures.
Yes,
the before picture that. Again.
Yeah, and I'll put it under, gangrenous leg, cellulitis, whatever.
Well, he was on our show a couple of times before.
Well, he needs to be on our show again.
Yeah.
Jordan, do you have any more questions? We're going to let you go.
I'm just amazed.
We have our number. I'll give you our number again, 714-556-8664. Okay?
If you see Don's picture, then you'll know that
I'm
correct.
Hope.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Jordan?
Okay,
thanks for calling
thank you
in.
Very much.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. If this sounds too good to be true, it really isn't, because we've been on the air for 4 years now. We have cases like this every week over hundreds and hundreds of shows.
We'll show the picture. Then
post the picture, you'll see. I mean, Don was a very, very complicated case.
And in fact, I'll show the picture of me last year. and compare to what I look right now, okay, you'll be amazed too.
Yeah.
Because I look many years younger than I was last year.
Well, we have a lot of great things going on here at with Yiwing Tong MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. I hope you enjoyed our show today. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a fantastic weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Yiwing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Achoo!
Taking prescription allergy medication but not getting all the relief you need? You need Benadryl Allergy, proven better than the leading prescription allergy medicine. Medical studies prove histamine-blocking Benadryl is more effective at relieving your worst allergy symptoms, like